Welcome back to the Sweet Talks podcast. Today we have another funny ass guest. You may have seen him on Wildin' Out. He has his own podcast too. He's done many impressions, just like a fuckboy right here.
This is my impression of all you guys.
Oh, okay.
That's all y'all at once.
But we got Brent Pella here. Welcome, Brent.
What's good, dude? Thanks for having me, bro.
Thank you for coming.
You turned that on quick right there.
I like that.
The entire time was just chill.
Nah, we in it now, dude.
Yeah, taking some of that Wild and Out humor to Sweet Talk. Welcome, though. Welcome.
Of course, bro. Thanks for having me, man.
So we wanted to start it off because you said that you do a killer Eminem impression.
I have been known to do a bit of Eminem. Yeah.
You mind showing us?
You want to just Eminem freestyle?
Oh. Freestyle? Oh, we're going to start off strong, I guess.
Shit, unless I fuck this up completely. The thing with Eminem, I love doing the Eminem impression because, like, he's so fucking mad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's just angry, like, all the time.
Till I collapse.
Yeah, exactly. So he's always coming in like, hey, Julie and Danny and Frank. Look at these fuckboy dudes. Bunch of Gen Z fucks with Velcro on the shoes. I'll take the Velcro, snap your neck, throw you in the back. Next to the pickup truck where I'll run over your wife and I'll fucking kill you. Fuck you. Like, it just goes on to be so angry. And I'm always like, Em, yo, relax, dude. We like your music, bro.
Have you actually met him before?
Never have. No.
But dude, you think he knows about you?
I don't know. I did a couple videos a few years ago that, like, popped off pretty well.
Yeah.
And like, went a little viral. And I have some mutual friends with people that are, like, in his team
circle
or something. Yeah, so they said that they were sending them to him, and I never heard back, but
he probably got pissed.
Yeah, I mean, it's either like I would rather not hear back than like get destroyed in a freestyle.
He disses you in a freestyle. Yeah.
Actually, that might be tight.
Name dropped with it's gonna be you and MGK.
Yeah, exactly.
Nick Cannon too.
What? I said MGK.
Yeah. No, Nick had that whole feud with Eminem. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He did?
Why?
Yeah, yeah. Because of Mariah, I think. Yeah.
Oh, so that's why you got hired?
Dude, yeah, actually. So the story is kind of crazy. So it was 2019, and I was doing a video at the time. That night, I did a video called If the Grinch Took Mushrooms. So it was like, if the Grinch, instead of stealing Christmas, he just does a bunch of drugs. And then he becomes super nice and, like, loves everybody.
Yeah.
And so I ripped the makeup off as soon as we were done with that shoot. And I was going to maybe do this Eminem bit for a video, but I was considering not doing it. And I decided to say, fuck it, I'm going to do it. Because Nick had done a diss track toward Eminem that was so bad, like, so bad. And Nick, you know it's bad.
Yeah.
Nick, I love you so much, Nick. But
we know it's bad too.
We know it wasn't great.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break from this podcast, and we're going to have a word from our sponsor here today, and that's going to be ourselves. And that is because we're going to be in Houston and Fort Worth on the 25th and the 26th. We're going to be hosting a club, one at Heart in Houston and one in Ampersand in Fort Worth. So if you guys are from Texas and you guys want to fucking spend a night with us, just fucking drinking, getting
drunk, if you want to have the time of your life, make sure to click that link in the description.
Yes, it's going to be a fucking good time. We are going to be recording in Houston, so please get some tickets in the link in the description below. And back to the rest of this podcast.
And he had a couple people from Wildin' Out on it, like Hitman. Hitman's great, but not
he's a battle rapper.
He's a battle rapper, yeah. And he's destroyed me before, but did not destroy Eminem in that song. So Nick put out this diss track toward Eminem, and I knew Eminem wasn't going to respond to it because, like, I thought, you know, it's M. He's not really going to, like, play games like that. And I started looking at the comments on the YouTube video, on Nick Cannon's the music video. Mm-hmm. And there were some funny fucking comments, dude. Like, I think it's y'all's generation, like Gen Z. Y'all are mean as fuck, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are so mean in your comment section,
no
dude.
Filter.
You made me cry, dude.
It's just nuts. Back.
So I was going through, I was reading all these comments, and I chose, like, my favorite ones. I chose, like, 50, and I lined them up in an order that made some of them rhyme with each other.
Uh-huh.
And then I rapped that as Eminem responding to Nick's video.
Dude, that's fucking
And so I
smart.
Did it right after the Grinch video. So like I had all this makeup shit and my eyes were all bloodshot red and I'm all fucked up if you watch the video.
Kind of like Eminem.
Yeah, kind of. So it kind of worked. It made me look angrier, yeah. Which was great. And so anyways, I put that video out. It popped off right away. And then Nick actually DM'd me on Instagram and he said, yo, I saw the Eminem video, crazy. Are you ready to wild out? Yeah.
Just
and so
like that.
Just like that. Yeah. And we talked for a little bit. And then I went to meet him at his studio. And then like a week later, COVID hit. So I had to wait a whole year to shoot. But, you know, God bless him because he kept me on.
Dude,
but it was crazy. Sick. It was wild. Yeah. And it was all because like that one moment of hesitation. I was like, nah, I might as well just fucking do it.
Yeah.
And I did it. And then I got on the show. Yeah, so yeah, it was cool.
I noticed that before we were talking, right, you had to obviously wait a whole year to actually get on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're saying that SNL is not like going hard with their jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any change on Wildin' Out with that at all?
No. So what I love about Wildin' Out, so what we were talking about is how I don't think SNL goes as hard as maybe they used to. And I think it's a lot of, there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, today's audiences are a little more sensitive and
yeah.
Corporate TV is a whole other beast. But Wildin' Out, when I first got on it, one of the first things I was told by the showrunner and by the producers was, yo, be yourself. Don't filter yourself. Say whatever the fuck you want. And if it's actually like too much, we're just going to cut it out and it won't make air. But there's shit that makes it on that show that makes air that like would not be yeah. seen anywhere. Because, you know, it's open season out there. Like
yeah.
there's a trans rapper on the show. There's an Asian. There's black people. I'm the white guy. There's a Jewish guy. Like there's all people from all different backgrounds. And so we have to treat everybody as absolute equals, which means I'm going at you for having a dick and dressing like a woman, just like you're going at me for being white and probably loving mayonnaise or whatever. And like, so everybody is like, it's just open season on that show, mm-hmm. which I love because
yeah.
that's like true equality.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
No,
especially
yeah,
in comedy.
We love that shit.
Yeah. So it's dope.
Yeah, that's fucking dope.
And then
yeah.
so you love working at Wildin' Out?
Yeah, it's fun, bro. It's cool. It's like summer camp.
Have you ever like gotten your feelings hurt from what somebody has said, or is it just kind of like, nah?
So DC, do you know DC Young Fly?
Yeah. Oh, DC Young Fly is like he's an asshole.
He is. He's the funniest fucking guy I've ever seen live.
It's him anywhere. It's him and Chico.
He's the funniest
dude. All them fools.
Chico's great. Carlos is hilarious. There was a moment in my first season where I was on stage and it was Wild Style and I was trying to like make, you know, I was trying to make my presence known. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
I was the only new person on the show that season.
Oh.
So I stood out because I was also the only white guy. Right.
Oh.
So I like really stood out, and DC being like the legend
yeah.
doesn't really fuck with new people that much. It's just like his vibe and it's all good. He's great. And so I came at him in a Wild Style trying to like make a point or something, like trying to make a joke and like get a reaction from the audience. And it like went okay, but you can't just do okay for your first time on the show.
Funny.
So when I was done, he went, he came up to, he grabbed me by the shirt. He had the mic in his hand and he said something along the lines of, well, we all know that shit didn't work. And that much is true. But I just got one question. Who the fuck are you? And the room like exploded, and I was like kind of embarrassed, but at the same time I was like, yeah, this is part of the show, man. This is like,
did your face turn red?
Probably,
oh,
for sure.
Oh my god, that's
you probably said, bring that ass here.
He
boy.
Did. Yeah, he said, bring that ass here, boy.
Yeah, he said, where are you going? Where are you going? Here? Go here. Yeah.
He tried going to the back of the group after.
Yeah, I did. I floated to the back. Like, I don't want to be part of this anymore.
Oh,
that's fucking
fun.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a legend.
He is. Yeah, he's hilarious.
Who's your favorite like person to work with on the show?
Justina, actually.
Really?
Yeah, she's my girl, dude. I love Justina.
Is she the one with the red hair?
Yep. Super talented, super funny.
Or you think she's bad?
Do I think she's bad? Nah, she's like my sister, bro.
She's like
my sister. We got super close. Yeah, I love her.
I like her.
Justina's dope.
Fucking asshole.
But if you
bad.
Want a number, I can hook you up.
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not the asshole no more, huh?
Hey, yeah, you're not. There you go. Keep going.
No, everyone on that show is cool, man.
Yeah.
Everybody, there's no beef. There's no clicks. It's such a team effort.
Super
yeah,
dope.
It's
yeah.
cool.
We just met Timothy De La Guerra.
Oh yeah, he's cool.
And
yeah,
he's
yeah.
super fucking.
I've never met him. He was on before I got there.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we haven't crossed paths yet, but he's hilarious.
All right. Well,
you want to start the call-ins?
Yeah.
Sorry. We have a little special segment.
Yeah,
so we're going to be calling some people.
And the whole entire premise of it is it's called What's Your Problem? So
yeah.
We have people that are going to call in and they're going to describe their problem.
Cool. Yeah.
And we give them like super like good advice that's very shitty.
Okay. Super good advice is very shitty.
Yeah.
Give okay.
The
cool.
Worst advice that comes to your brain.
Yeah. Whatever will come to your mind.
Yeah.
I give them advice.
Yeah. You can roast them.
This is
real
the
people.
Fuck are you on?
Yeah. You're about to call real people.
Yeah. Real people.
Okay. What is it like? Your homies or
no? They're random. They're supporters.
Oh, cool. Like listeners.
Yeah.
Y'all are fucked.
Cool. We dropped.
Y'all are fucked. Looked at the
camera. Pretty much everybody filled out a form and told us their problems, and we've done it for like 2 or 3 shows.
Cool.
And people seem to like it, so
okay, I bet.
Yeah, sometimes people have like real like issues. Really and you're kind of like,
oh yikes! All right, well, no, we'll try to
last
help
time,
some people through the trauma.
Last time they had like some really tough issues, and like it almost the issues probably got like more tough down the list. But we're also drinking really hard that fucking episode.
Yeah, so we didn't care.
The advice was bad. At the end, but oh man, this one's a tough one. This one is Carla. She said, I started talking to my ex-boyfriend's friend, and now my ex wants me back, but he did me dirty. What should I do?
What the fuck? All right.
Did I get
hello?
It? Oh shit.
Yo.
What up, Carla?
Hi.
Thank you for your submission on What's Your Problem. So we got to know, what is your problem?
I actually forgot my problem, but
are
can't
you
be
serious?
That big of a problem then?
Damn, how many problems do you have?
All right, you want me to read it back to
you? Yeah, refresh your memory.
Yes, please.
Okay, Carly, you said, I started talking to my ex-boyfriend's friend, and now my ex wants me back, but he did me dirty. What should I do?
Yes, that's what I said.
He's all right next to me.
Is he?
Carla, you're in luck. I'm a relationship coach.
We have a relationship expert right here.
Yeah, I'm a relationship coach and part-time witch doctor. And today... first and foremost, I'd love to know how your ex did you dirty.
All right, we're going to take another break from a word from our sponsor ourselves again. Because in case you didn't hear it the first time or you wanted to be an asshole and skip it the first time, I'm going to let you know again. We're going to Houston, we're going to Dallas. So make sure to click the fucking link in the description because we're about to have the time of our fucking lives. We're going to be recording that whole shit. You're going to have the time of your motherfucking life. And let's have a great time together. So link in the description and let's get back to this podcast.
I think we all want to know.
Yeah, I really want to know.
Yeah.
Okay, so pretty much I was dating him for 3 years, and our last 2 years, a lot of girls were involved, and he actually ended up sleeping with 3.
Oh. So
at the same time or different times? Just for context.
That matters.
No, at different times, but here's
damn,
the thing.
Thoughtful.
One of the girls was his neighbor. The other girl was actually one of our friends.
Ooh.
And the other girl, sadly, I got cheated on when he went on a trip to Mexico.
This guy sounds like a real player to me.
Yeah. So the last one being out of the country doesn't count quite as much, but the first two.
He's not lying.
The first two, that's some you know, 4D chess right there. Your neighbor, that's a whole other level.
Was it his neighbor at his, like, did he live in a house or an apartment? Because that matters.
He lives in an apartment.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so now you're with his friend, and he wants to get back with you?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Me and his friend didn't have, like, any sort of friendship throughout our relationship or before it. So this was, like, after the breakup, like, a few months after.
Mm. Okay, so that's, like, kind of clean. It's kind of like you're not really doing him dirty. Okay, so my advice for you would be to do this motherfucker dirty. you already have his friend. Now you need to go find one of his neighbors. And then maybe instead of Mexico, go to like Colombia or something.
Something
you know?
More up there. Huh?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like he hits you with the three-peat, so you need to hit him with the quad. And you got one so far. You got 3 more to go. You know what I mean? Fill out that roster, baby.
Or you could go to Paris and get like a Eiffel Tower. Like literal.
Literal, yeah. You know what I mean? You know how they say bros before hoes? You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
You're my fucking bro right now. And I got your back. I don't know this motherfucker, so I got your back.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I have a question also. Mm-hmm. With his friend. Okay, coming from you guys as guys, wouldn't it be like homie hopping?
Yeah.
Or is it like.
But fuck that.
Yeah, but fuck that. He border hopped. You know what I mean? He fucking homie hopping. This motherfucker went out of the country to do you dirty.
You did do that.
This man border hopped on you, bro.
It made so dirty.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
That's why you do him dirtier.
Yeah, like you getting with his friend sounds pretty natural. Like it happened after, right? Like y'all weren't eye fucking each other when you were together. Sorry, I'm cussing too much.
It doesn't matter. No,
go ahead.
So listen, motherfucker. So you you already are doing something that technically you with the friend doesn't even count toward your retaliation against homeboy. So this is kind of like the warm up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is.
Game hasn't even started.
You might have to give him an STD.
That's deep cut. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm pretty sure he already has a few. Because let me tell you guys, after we broke up, dead ass, like I didn't find out until after, right? So he had like a Tinder account. He was sending money to multiple girls.
Oh, he got bread.
Pictures of himself to multiple girls. He would be texting like a bunch of girls, lying about his age. Like it was pretty fucking bad.
Have you ever seen the documentary The Tinder Swindler?
Mm. No.
Okay, it's about a guy who pretends to be rich and then asks women for money all the time. I suggest you flip that. Be a girl. Start fake profiles on Tinder, try to match with him, get money from him.
Wow.
Yeah.
While you're building your roster at the same time.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
And you're doubling up.
Listen, girl, there's levels to the shit.
All right. Can I ask another question?
Oh, one more. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Okay. So, also, like, this one I forgave him for, which is embarrassing, but at some point I found a Twitter account from him that I didn't know about, and he was following and like liking girls that were half naked technically, well pretty much, and I don't know, like was I, he said that I was in the wrong for doing that because obviously like he was never gonna have a chance with them.
Gaslighting king.
But it's like they're half naked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say probably don't get back with him. But if you do, make sure that he does not have an iPhone and he has like a fucking flip phone or some shit. Because holy fuck, this guy is doing you dirty.
Yeah, he's got some issues.
Homie doesn't even have a social because I lost it.
Homie, a social security card?
Yeah, like social security card. I lost it.
Oh, so you already made him not a person. That's crazy. You took this man's humanity away?
You erased him.
Wow, you're winning, girl. You don't got any problems.
We're giving you advice.
Why are you calling?
I want your advice.
Yeah. You already beat him in life.
He can't even go back to Mexico anymore.
You said what?
I know. I said it was more of just a best friend to see, like, if it was okay or not.
Real talk, I think you're good with the best friend. Fuck that dude. Have fun with the best friend. Enjoy your life.
Yeah.
And, you know.
If anything, that's the best friend's fault. Like, it's his fault. It's not.
Yeah, you shouldn't feel
it's not you. You good.
Yeah, you're good. You're straight.
You're in the green, honey.
You don't need a
we support
a
you.
Conscience.
Yeah, we're Team Carlo over here.
Hey,
yeah.
The same way it's bros before hoes with you, bros before hoes with him. So the friend will be in the wrong. You're good.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for giving me advice. Also, I just want to thank you guys because I literally got surgery a few months ago and I was in bed rest for like a month and I did nothing but binge watch your guys' videos.
Hey.
So
thank you. Fuck yeah. Thank you, Carlo.
I hope you guys keep it up and I love you guys.
Love you too.
Thank you for supporting us.
Thank you.
Hope you have a good recovery.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
You're a dude.
Nice.
What the fuck am I supposed to say?
Just kidding.
Hey, no, you know what I had me thinking though?
Hmm.
If the guy did that so many times to her, you think the homie's in on it?
Like he's the homie been
knows
on
about it?
It?
Like they're homies and he's like, yeah, go ahead, go for it.
Like just fuck my girl.
Oh,
my
like ex-girl? Like he doesn't give a fuck.
Like he doesn't really give a fuck.
Mm.
He did it three times.
Yeah, maybe.
That's crazy.
He probably see her as like a little side, her as a
but
side
they were
piece.
Together for 3 years.
Oh, 3 years? I missed that.
Yeah.
Okay, then never mind.
She probably thought they were together, but they weren't really together.
Oh, maybe.
Wow.
She could be
sorry,
crazy.
Carla. Don't worry about it.
It's a joke, Carla. You know, I just go.
We love you, Carla.
Hopefully you'll be all right, Carla.
Go border hopping.
Dude, that was a killer.
That
shit got me right there.
You like smoking or drinking better, or like some other shit better?
I was telling him about psychedelics. I'm into psychedelics more, but I'll drink a little bit and get weird.
Yeah, get weird.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, hell yeah. If weed's on the table, you'll grab it too.
Yeah, probably.
What was like the most like life-changing psychedelic?
Like I was telling you, I just did ayahuasca ceremony about a month ago. Damn. If you know what, is that? What ayahuasca is.
I've heard of it.
It's a South American vine that gets brewed down into like a drink, like a beverage, but it's kind of like the thickness of barbecue sauce. So it's,
so you drink it?
Yeah, you only drink about an ounce, and it's in a ceremony. So it's like a proper, you know, space that's...
So were you around a bunch of people when you drank it?
Yeah,
with
yeah.
other people that are doing
Everybody's
it as well?
Doing it, right?
Yeah, so it's a room about twice the size of your living room, and there's about 25 people sitting around the edge of the room. And then up at the front of the room, there's a ceremony leader who's been doing it for like decades and a couple other people that are really good musicians.
So he does it every time he sees people. He just does it just to go on the
facilitator,
the
leader?
Just so they're not alone.
Yeah. And after, you know, someone like him who's been doing it for 30 years, it doesn't quite affect him the same. So like he can still consciously like speak to us and lead us and play music and sing while everybody else in the room is like toasted, you know, throwing up or lost in some crazy other dimension in your mind. It's really intense. It's not a casual thing. But it's also like a really cool self-work medicine. You know what I mean? So if you're working through like some major issues, that's probably something you'd want to do. Damn. Yeah.
I just had a realization. Have you guys seen the Simpsons movie?
Yeah, that's why I'm talking
a long time ago. Yeah,
the one
I
where
think
he,
Homer took it.
Yeah,
huh?
He did.
Oh, did he?
How did I remember? Yeah.
I was like, I always wonder what he took, but it
that's
makes
so
sense.
Funny.
I think it's ayahuasca.
Why? Because he was in like a room.
Well, yeah, it was just when he was in the snow,
he drank something. He drank something and he started seeing something and it opened up his mind. And the whole entire time she's like chanting, like, ooh, I'm breathing.
And then he finally wakes up and he's like, I need to go see my family.
Yeah, he has a realization.
Yeah.
I remember now.
Yeah, dude.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
that's crazy. It all adds up now.
Yeah, you're talking about it. I'm like, this sounds exactly
that's
what
so
Homer
funny.
Simpson
that's exactly what he did. Wow, dude. It's intense. Crazy. It's intense. Gives you a real, it's a spiritual breakthrough. I mean, but also so, like it's very, it's been around for thousands of years. So there's a really deep respect for like the process of it and the medicine and where it comes from like the indigenous people of South America. So if you're, I highly recommend like looking into it and researching
Can
it.
Can people like take it though and not come back the same? Like, feel different?
Not really. I mean, in a good way, yes,
but not in a bad way. What if somebody's like going through a bunch of shit and
that's
like,
exactly why
so
you would do it. Why you would take
it. There's definitely like, it's not for everybody. Psychedelics are certainly not for everybody. It's not a cure-all for every problem. It's not something that can fix every issue for every person. Absolutely not. You know, there's dangers with every substance, right? So if somebody's brain chemistry is already a little screwy, like with various forms of schizophrenia or other mental illness type issues, psychedelics might worsen the way that they interact with the world, or it might put them in a really like bad place. But for y'all, you know, if you ever had an interest and you approached it right, you know, it could do a lot of good work for you.
Yeah.
It's just really
fucking
intense.
What was your experience? Or is it like, did you see stuff?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah.
Shit.
Dude, I mean, you watch yourself die and get reborn. Yeah. And like,
we're going to take one last break, and that's because we have another word from our sponsor here today. Ourselves again.
There you go.
We saw that you guys skipped the fucking first two,
and don't you skip this one either. I see you about to press that +5 shit. Don't fucking do that.
Yeah, you do that shit, we're coming after you and your family.
Yeah,
but guys, if you guys are from fucking Houston and you guys want a party, you guys aren't doing anything May 25th or May 26th, come down to Houston or Fort Worth, man. Bring your fucking grandma, bring your mom, bring your dad, bring your sister, bring your cousin, bring fucking everybody you absolutely could, and bring want to have the best time of their lives. Yeah, anyways, tickets are going to be linked in the description, so make sure to check that out. Back to the rest of this podcast.
No way.
It's like an 8-hour journey, right? So it's
8 hours?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And he said you're puking.
Yeah, a lot of people are throwing up like the whole time or the majority of the time. I didn't know. Oh. Yeah. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
I feel like, well, is it kind of like drinking? Like when you throw up, it sobers you up a little bit or not?
Not really. It's more like when you throw up, it just feels like they call it purging. So it's like you're purging negative energy out of your body.
It out.
Yeah, because in the couple days leading up to the ceremony, you're supposed to diet. Like a pretty strict diet, no fats, no oils, no sugar, salt, processed foods, meat. So by the time you get there, your body is already in this really clean state. So when you purge, it's mostly just water coming up. So it gets all the bacteria from inside your stomach lining and pushes that out so that new bacteria can grow, like new good bacteria grow. So it's kind of like a reset for your internal system.
Mm-hmm. So your body felt like a lot better after it too.
Yeah. Your body and your brain. Yeah.
Do you have to pay for it?
Yeah. Yep.
How much is it?
It depends on like the
no, I was wondering the same
crew.
Thing.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Hey, we'll be in this room tonight.
It might be cheaper than weed.
We might make it ourselves. Like, no.
A lot of people actually travel to South America to do it, and you stay in like a space with a local shaman and the leadership of like a local tribe, and mm-hmm. they take you through it. A couple hundred bucks a night, usually, some in that range.
Staying, you're paying for like the food.
Yeah, or even if it's out in LA with like a really trusted community, there's a lot of like false practitioners that'll try to screw you over, or like do it right, you know. So you really got to be careful.
Yeah,
and it's not like I said before; it's not a casual thing. Yeah. It's not like getting together with the homies and sparking some shit up. It's
you got to have a leader in the middle. Huh?
Yeah, you got to have like leadership, and you got to have like a really strong intention when you're going into it, right? Because otherwise, it's just not going to, the medicine won't work right.
Yeah, with that, I've actually heard a lot of good things about it. Like people taking it, like you said. Like Bradley Martin was talking about it, mm-hmm. that he does it and he saw a bunch of shit. Like, it kind of like made him question, like, fuck, do I believe in God or not?
Yeah. Because it's, I mean, it's like, it makes you question everything. The shit that you see and you feel and you experience during that journey, it's like otherworldly. It's hard to put it into words until mm-hmm. you've actually like experienced it yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Is that the strongest psychedelic you've taken?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You like ecstasy or no?
Ecstasy, no, because that's always cut with some shit.
Molly?
Yeah. Also, too, I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the shit, I mean, that's been around, but now people are like getting their hands on it, are like lacing it too, right?
Yeah. I mean, everything is cut with fucking fentanyl these days. Yeah. Dude. It's really sketchy as fuck. You got to really trust your source, you know?
Even weed.
Yeah.
The weed could be fucked up too.
They'll throw that shit.
So ecstasy, I never did. I think I might have taken one ecstasy pill in my early 20s or something at like a festival. Mm-hmm. I just remember it being just so fucking awful. I was like speeded out. Shit. My jaw was all fucked up.
You didn't have problems.
I was depressed for like 3 weeks. Yeah.
We've seen people like that before. Like,
yeah, it was like that. I was like, oh, you know?
Maybe at the festival, like.
Yeah, I look like the Grinch, dude. but if you
fucking all chewed up, like their lips are all bad.
Yeah, it's nasty, dude. Yeah. You don't want that. But like, there's a conscious way to approach stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, there's a conscious way to do it. And pure MDMA is a different thing. And mm-hmm. You know, me and all my hippie friends, we approach it as medicine. It's not really drugs to us. It's hilarious. I laugh. It's part of my act. I make fun of it all the time. Yeah. But you know, it's when you come at it with a different intention, you get a different experience. Uh-huh. So if you're coming at ecstasy like wanting to rage and party, like that's fine, cool. Everybody's got to let loose. But you're gonna get a different experience if you come at like pure MDMA with the intention of connecting with the people around you, living in the present moment. And experiencing like this heart opening joy that you don't really get to experience that often, which sounds like hella gay, but but joking, I'm an ally. No, it's all love. I mean, but like, you know what I mean? Like it's real. It's all about the intention that you put into it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Am I going to get canceled for that?
No.
Hopefully I need a career. Thank you.
I was going to ask that before we do the next call in. As like a comedian, do you ever like have to worry about like maybe sometimes like one of the jokes you say kind of like just crosses that line?
Or do you not just give a fuck?
I mean, a little of both, as you can see from what I just said. You know, I hate, with a passion, I just don't like the sensitivity that people have today, especially with comedy. It's like in society, bro, everybody, this new movement for like equality, everybody's equal. Like we need to treat everybody equal. Everybody's equal. It doesn't matter what community you're from. Black people, brown people, LGBTQ community, trans community, we're all pushing for equality. But then as soon as you make a joke about somebody, it's like, no, you can't do that. Yeah. Well, what the fuck happened to equality? You know what I mean?
That's why
what I was saying before with Wildin' Out, I love it so much because there's no, everybody's equal. Everybody's truly, truly equal.
Yeah.
And if the joke, it has the intention of making laughter happen and it's purely a joke, then do the joke. But some people joke with like a fucking vengeance, you know, as if they're like trying to make people mad. And that's never really been my style.
Oh, Gen Z, good. Huh?
You know, yeah, like you motherfuckers do. Some of your comments on my videos. I saw a comment once a while back. It was like, bro, you look like Mr. Clean's before picture. And I was like, man, is this shit going back that much?
Yeah, sometimes damn, it's really son. Like, it's like damn,
creative. Yeah, it's creative as fuck, dude. How did you get that? Yeah, my sister's 21 and she'll say some crazy shit on there and she'll send me pictures of comments. I'm like, damn.
Like when I first saw you.
She rubs it in your face.
Yes, bitch.
Like when I first saw you, I'm like, this guy doesn't look like Mr. Clean, but now I'm like, I can't see
it. And on a bad hair day, when the shit starts going back a little bit, you're like, ah, I can see it. That's going to happen soon. Damn. Damn.
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, man, it's like, you know, I just think audiences are too sensitive and people just need to chill the fuck out and have some laughs. Dude. Yeah,
I agree. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, like even us, like I could appreciate a good fucking roast like in the comments or something.
Yeah, else. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That one, like if I saw something like that, I'd be like, damn, that was a
pretty funny.
Good one.
Yeah, and usually you can tell if somebody's like
trying to throw
being
some shade.
Mean. Yeah.
Or if like, they're just trying to be funny.
Yeah. And I do think that some people have it in their head that any joke against this type of person is an attack. No matter what. You're not allowed. And I don't think that's right. I think that's toxic. Like, we have to be able to joke about everybody and everything. Nothing is off limits as long as the joke is meant to be a joke.
As long as mamas ain't brought up.
Yeah, exactly. Don't bring my mama into it.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. And we're going to have the word from our sponsor here today. It is, hello, we are hosting a fucking combo. Guys, tickets are going to be in the description, so make sure you click it. It's going to be in Texas, Houston, Fort Worth, May 25th, May 26th, Heart and Ampersand.
Wait, we got one more sponsor.
It's from BetterHelp Us. So you better help us right now. Help us in the description. Click that ticket, just like Logan said. See us in Houston and Dallas. Best time of your life. Best time of our lives. It's going to be amazing.
Well, for our next caller, we got Emmanuel. Emmanuel said, I recently lost my V card to this girl I was starting to like and see something with. But after the night we did it, she ghosted me and is still yet to talk to me. And her excuse is she's going through mental and emotional stuff. What should I do? By the way, we went on for 40 minutes, but I didn't finish and she was... And she did, so it was pretty whack.
No, that's a lie.
Nah. Why did she call you back, dog?
Yeah.
Why did she call you back?
On the phone, dude.
Yeah. We're going to get on his head right now. You're on your ass.
40 minutes, your first time?
And you make the girl come.
Yeah. First time. First time, no way, dog.
First time?
Like, no way. Like, those are like the all three. Usually, you last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Usually, you finish fast. And usually, she doesn't finish at all. Unless he has a fucking one of those fuck buddies 4000s.
Yeah. Unless you got some little
fucking
juiced out his fucking
like the butt. The butt.
Sometimes he has tits jerky.
He probably fucking jerked off all day.
He jerked off 6 times before fucking. Classic cheat code.
Classic.
It's a good one.
Hello? Yo, Emmanuel.
Yo.
What's up, bro? It's Danny from Sweet Talks.
Yo, shit, what's up?
What up, sex god?
Yeah, bro.
Nah, don't say that shit, bro. Don't remind me of that.
What do you,
you
mean,
gotta
bro?
Remind us.
Yeah. You sound like the fucking pimp here, bro.
I know. And actually, now that I'm listening to his voice, I'm like, okay, maybe he did do all that
you
shit.
You probably slang pipe.
What's up, though, bro? Can you let us know what the fuck went down?
All right. So this shit went down a couple weeks ago. And basically, so like, you know, I'm talking to this girl. You know, I was in her DMs. We're talking for a minute. And then, well, I got her. I convinced her to come pick me up because I didn't want to go out that night.
No, so I got her didn't to drive.
Yeah, I did not want to drive at all. So I got her to come after she got out of school, or I don't know. I don't know what the hell it was, but I got her to pull up, and she was trying to get me like to like get her food and shit. But like, there's a Taco Bell around the corner, so I got some Taco Bell. I got like $30 in my bank account. I got $30 in my bank account.
Hey, that's at least you spent. You good?
Yeah. And then basically, like, we're chilling in her car for a while. So I don't want her to come inside either.
Why didn't you want her to come inside?
Because so how I am right now, I don't got a room. Like I got a mattress in the fucking living room right now. So I just moved in with my sister. So I didn't want her to come in. I didn't want to tell her that either because that was mad fucking embarrassing to tell her. So I didn't tell her that. I just made up some bullshit that there's people inside and then it's going to be weird. You know, like, I didn't want to be rude. So she ate that shit up. And then
she ate that shit up.
Yeah, and then we're just chilling in the car. We're there for like a couple hours talking. And it's sick because I fucked with her. Like, I was vibing with her. I liked her. I liked talking to her and shit. And then she made the moves on me. Like, real shit, I wasn't even thinking about doing that shit that night. I was not. I wasn't even planning on seeing her. But she made the moves on me. She, like, so we're just sitting in the car. It's, like, late already. It's already, like, 12 p.m. And she made the move on me. We started making out. She gets on top of me in the passenger seat. And then she gives me, like, the sign to, like, get in the back seat, you know?
Wow. And she told you to get in the back seat?
Yeah, she told me.
Oh, damn.
So this was fucked because she was making the moves on me. She wanted it. Okay. I wasn't planning on it whatsoever.
Like, and you're a virgin at this point.
Yeah, that was my first time. Okay. Yeah.
Hey. How old are you?
And then I'm 18.
Okay.
Bet.
Yeah. And then we're in the back seat. We're doing it. And I was nervous. I was like, bro, like, what if I fucking nut quick? Like, it's my first time on nut quick for sure. And then I was going, I was like, damn, I'm like, when does this shit get good? Because I was not feeling it. I was not feeling it at all. I don't know if it's because I was nervous or like, what the fuck it was. Actual straight ass. Like, it was so ass. I was thinking my moans. I was thinking everything. And then, like, I was putting in work to make it feel good, but it was not fucking feeling good. I wasn't fucking with it at all.
That's when you think about somebody else when you're in that position, dog. When you're in that like, position, you think about a whole nother girl, and then you nut quick, dog.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, this is whack. And I swear to God, it went for like 30, 40 minutes. Wow. And she got her shit out. Like, she, like I think, I don't know what the fuck she nutted, but when she pulled it out, she was white.
You
like,
went raw?
I went raw. I went raw. I wasn't planned at all. I wasn't ready.
Attaboy.
I wasn't prepared.
He wasn't ready.
Attaboy.
I wasn't ready.
It was all white.
Like,
that's called cream, my boy.
Yeah, she creamed on my shit.
That's right.
Yeah, so like, but that shit was so lame. I was like, damn, like, not even some head. Like, nothing, just like.
She didn't even give you head?
Nah, she didn't give me that shit. And I felt like weird, like, asking, like, hey, like, you know, like.
Yeah, you don't want to force that shit. You don't.
I didn't want to force it, so I was like, you know, it's cool. Like, she don't want to, it's cool. Trying to get out there quick, because she was still like, she was trying to cut on the back seat. I was just mad and uncomfortable, so I was trying to get out of there. I was trying to go inside already.
What kind of car was it?
Dude, oh, my fucking God. This was mad. It was like those weird-ass cube cars. Those
cube you fucked cars. In a cube? You yeah, fucked inside of a box, bro? A Kia Soul?
Basically. Yeah, that shit was roomy in the back.
You guys look like the little hamsters in there from the commercial.
Yeah, she was so fucking like she pulled up, and I did not want to believe that was her fucking car.
Okay, yeah, so and then the problem is that she ghosted you after or what?
Oh yeah. Oh my. Next day. Okay, like I'm a gentleman, so I was like, you know, text me when you get home.
Oh, you're for sure a gentleman. Yeah,
whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
You are and a then, gentleman.
Yeah. You fucked in a box. You're a gentleman.
And then, I didn't nut.
Oh my God! Next day, she probably texted me like "good morning" text. After that, nothing the whole day, and I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna say nothing. And then a couple of days passed. I was like, fuck! Like I started thinking, I was like, damn, was that shit ass or what? Like, what the fuck?
What was your shit ass? You said?
Yeah, my shit was whack. I was like, there's no way my shit was whack. It's like no way it was that bad to get ghosted.
So you're telling like, let me just make sure I got all the facts here straight, my boy. You DM'd with a girl. She came to you, right? And yeah. Then you had sex inside of a square. And then she had a great time. And then she didn't hit you back the next day. And you think that's a problem?
Real shit. I got, at the end of the day, I got used for dick. I got used for dick.
But he said,
our goal is to be used for dick at all times.
Yeah, bro, come on. But he said he was feeling her.
Oh, he wanted love. He wanted love. That's your first mistake, dog. You find more love in that Taco Bell meal than you will with her.
Was that your first time meeting her?
Yeah, actually was.
And she let you fuck the first night in the cube?
And you're over here talking about love? And
she, wait.
And then part of the problem was she said she's going through mental and emotional issues, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what she said.
Right, right, right. Exactly. And you're wondering why, but you had sex in a box after a romantic Taco Bell dinner while there's a mattress inside your home.
In the living room?
In the living room. And you're wondering why she has issues?
It was worse.
She chose you because of the issue.
Nah, this is where it gets worse.
All right, go.
Look, I had her number. You know, like when you're on TikTok and sometimes people from your contacts show up on your For You page.
Yeah.
Even if you don't follow them. I'm scrolling through my For You page. I don't follow her TikTok, but her TikTok pops up. And it's this fucking like those couple TikToks, I think, trends where it's like it's person's recording her face and the pants of the guy's face. And he has a bunch of like kiss mushroom or lipstick on his face. And that was the video. It was her with another fucking guy doing that shit.
Then what? She probably cheated if she went ghost on you. Yeah. That's fast. Yeah. She cheated.
I mean, that's a one night stand.
She cheated.
Oh, like she cheated on that guy with him?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, she cheated on him.
Because she went ghost. She went ghost on his ass. So,
bro, you might have been just a quick sub, dude. You might have been a third quarter sub, bro.
Crazy. I wasn't expecting that. Like, you know, sometimes you kind of get a sign, you know.
You're 18, bro?
Yeah.
Welcome to the game.
Yeah. Consider yourself lucky. Man.
You just joined the NBA right now.
You just got called up to the league, bro.
Bro, you dropped 40.
You dropped 40.
You dropped 40.
You dropped 40.
He didn't realize it.
This is the most humble triple double I've ever heard. Damn.
For real.
He's playing off of pure talent right now. Pure talent. He has no skill, just talent.
He got brought up to the league and dropped 40 and doesn't even
care. Yo,
no practice, like AI. Yeah, you didn't even go to
just
college.
Make sure you negotiate your next contract.
Go to college.
Just went straight from the high school to the league.
Like Kobe.
Uh-huh. Hey, talk that one out next time, my boy.
Yeah, you're good, bro. Don't consider it a blessing, bro.
No, for real.
Consider that shit a blessing, bro. You're 18. You're going to have plenty more.
Yeah.
Just maybe next time, choose a more circular-shaped car or something.
He said, believe it, dog. Did you?
Or next time, take your car to fucking, unless you got a cube, too.
No, he said he didn't have a car.
He doesn't have a car? You don't have a car?
No, I do have a car. I just don't want to drive.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, my man is like a pimp without knowing it.
I would have. Hey, if I saw the cube, I would have been like, fuck that. Let's just fuck in my car.
He didn't join the NBA. He joined the CBA, City Boys Association.
Hey, CBA, man.
Hey, you're up, dog.
Welcome
Congrats.
To the league.
Congrats, yeah, welcome to the league, bro.
Hey, keep doing what you're doing. I think you're taking your own advice pretty good right now, bro.
Yeah, so it is what it is. That was just my the dilemma that I had.
Hey, we fuck with you, bro. Thank you for calling.
Keep slinging.
Don't
that
fall in love with a girl though the first night that she fucks you, dog.
Yeah,
come on. I learned that hard way.
Frankalations 101.
101.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right, man.
Later, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
See you. Have a good one.
You too.
Good for him.
He sounds like he has it all figured out.
Zero problems.
What's up with all these people having zero
losing
problems?
Losing a virginity story I've ever heard.
Yeah, he got
she
it.
She came over, fucked in her car, and then she left and didn't talk to me again.
And she got fucked for 40 minutes.
And then she posted a guy kissed his face all over his face. Her and lipstick.
He thought that we were doing what's your blessing.
He
just wanted love.
What's your blessing?
Don't find it right there, boy. The girl that fucks you the first night
was gonna give him some love. Also, to the was his first time, so
he fell in love.
Yeah,
he felt that.
He liked it.
He felt that,
but he said he didn't even like it.
I know.
I feel
like,
crazy.
But he liked it.
I feel like he's capping. He felt love towards her, probably real love.
That's like the first guy I've known.
Love at first sight is real, probably.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
She's slanging dick.
She.
Maybe that's why I was wagging his butt hurt after.
Maybe he got fucked for 40 minutes.
Said my butthole was white after. Maybe we just misheard the call.
And he said she went raw.
Maybe we just misheard it.
Shit, my bad.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have another caller?
Yeah, we have a bunch.
Your show?
No, mine's just a one-on-one conversation.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with different people.
You should do segments, though.
Maybe for the next version.
Were you microdose? Like,
maybe, yeah. Oh. That could be for the next one.
Do you get guests that you know, or do you get just
Yeah, so I did the one I'm doing now is like a 10-episode series that I'll do like twice a year.
Sick.
So each guest is somebody big in like business or like in the psychedelic space.
Oh, fuck.
Or in entertainment. So it's a psychedelic podcast, is specifically about that. But then the one I did before that was just like a vibe cast. It was called the Vibe Cast. So I'd have like DJ friends, comedians. I don't know if y'all are into EDM, you know, like Valentino Khan.
I know Valentino.
Yeah, so he's a homie. He came on and like Nitty Gritty, if you know who that is, or any of these other guys. Yeah, yeah. So some of them.
Damn.
And we would just like fuck around for like an hour and a half. Yeah.
Just talk shit.
Yeah, just talk shit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, what is it called?
That was called the Vibe Casts.
Oh, the Vibe.
But now it's Good Trip. Yeah.
Make sure you guys check out.
You post them on
Trip.
YouTube too?
Yeah, yeah. YouTube, Spotify. They're biggest on Spotify. YouTube. Yeah. My YouTube channel for the podcast doesn't really do much, but it's video recorded. So if you want to see the video, it's dope.
Sweet. Man. Wow. So check it out in the description.
Mm-hmm.
It's bigger on Spotify.
That's crazy. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that is weird.
Because like my YouTube channel is decent. I got 170-something thousand, but the podcast channel only has like 3,000 subs. And it's just hard to drive people over. I don't know. So I've been trying to figure it
just
out.
Clips.
Yeah, but clips Spotify is easy because like I could just post on my Instagram story.
Well, you know what? Maybe you have an older audience too that just like listens to podcasts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Could that's be. How my at dad work is, and shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Super dope. All right. Well, who should we move on to next? Should we move on to Janelle? She has a pretty... I really want to become a pole dancer, but my parents are super strict. Yes.
Call her.
Yes, call her.
And I don't know how to hide that.
Let's call her 101. Which club she work at? We want to know.
We about to help out all the guys right now?
Yep. Hey. Stripper name. I'll give you the name.
What name would you give her?
Nelly. Nutella.
What's her name? Janelle?
Yeah, Janelle. Nelly's too close.
Janelle. That's why. It's got to be close.
No, it doesn't.
Don't ask me how I know.
Nutella.
Nutella?
Because she probably tastes sweet.
Or she's some dark chocolate.
Ooh.
My man over here getting hornier by the minute.
Shit.
That pillow started scooting over more.
Hello? Like,
hello?
Hello?
What up, Janelle?
Hi.
Oh, hey. Shit. What's up, Janelle?
She does sound kind of sweet.
How are you guys?
She sounds like God. An ant. Good. How are you?
Do I really? Wait. Hang on. Can you hear me?
Yeah. We can hear you.
Okay. Perfect. That's funny. You said I sound like an ant.
Are you an ant?
How are you guys doing?
Good. We good. How are you?
I'm good.
Oh, she didn't get it.
Hang on.
We wanted to call you to ask you, what is your problem?
Oh, yes. Hang on.
You gotta go in the separate room from your parents?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I was literally waiting for your call. Well, I wasn't waiting for your call. I was just chilling, but... Okay.
Don't be embarrassed. You were waiting.
No. Man, I'm like, can't even lie. You know what? I'll take the L. Okay. I'm in my car.
Sweet.
See,
Let's have a chat.
Oh
my gosh, Danny! Hi, Danny!
What's up? How's it going?
Oh my gosh. It's good. Okay, sorry. This is like kind of crazy because I've been watching you guys for a while.
Yeah.
So, like now I'm like on the phone with y'all. Wild.
Janelle, quick question. You don't happen to drive a cube shaped car, do you?
I don't, but I do have a mom car. I call her my fishbowl. I've had her, so I'm 22, and I've literally had her since I was like 16 years old.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's solid.
I unfortunately cannot
get a new one.
I literally can't get rid of her, but she's like a little fishbowl because she has no tint. So, like, yeah, I love her. But
nice.
So, for context, I have like really strict parents, like, very strict. Like, they're actually a lot better now, but like when I was younger, they were so bad. Like, it's more my mom, so like both of my parents are like Mexican parents, so like I'm pretty sure like y'all have like friends or like maybe y'all yourselves like know how like strict Mexican parents can be, right?
Yeah, they be strict. Yeah.
I don't know if y'all can relate a little bit, but so I have been basically wanting to get like a new job, but like I'm not trying to work like a 9-to-5 or like working like a restaurant job if you like can pick up what I'm putting down.
Mm-hmm. You're trying to work a like, 5-to-9.
Basically, yes, sir. I'm trying to, like, I basically want to become, like, a dancer. Like, mm-hmm. not like a dancer, like
a stripper
working at the clubs. Yes.
Yeah.
But the only problem is, like, I don't know how to, like, well, obviously, like, I'm not going to tell my parents. Like, I don't know how to, like, keep it from them, because as it is, like, I work till about like 10. I get home around like that time, or like sometimes I'll work in the mornings, but like if I'm not home within like 15 minutes of like my shift ending, my mom's already blowing up my phone, like calling me, like, where are you, what are you doing, like da da da, and like she has my location, so like if it's like somewhere where I'm not supposed to be, she's like blowing up my phone. And the thing is, like, I really don't do much. Like, I just go to school. Like, I don't even have a boyfriend. Like, I have nothing in my life to give my mom like that impression. The only thing is, like, I smoke. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
So, like, she has no reason to be like all crazy with me, but like she is. And like, I just don't know how to hide, like, going to work like at like 10 o'clock at night, because I have friends that do this. And they tell me, like, the money that they make, and they tell me, like, I literally go in, like, 2-3 times out of the week, and I come home with, like, 7-8 racks. Like, it's crazy.
Can you trust me some my way?
What city are you in? Are we allowed to ask that?
I'm from San Antonio.
San Antonio. Okay. My name is Brent Pella, by the way. They invited me on the show today because I am known as the stripper whisperer. And I would love to help you solve this problem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why.
Please help me.
So he actually has seen and worked in the clubs before.
Yeah, now it'll be tough to help without ever seeing your performance live. But we could potentially save that for the future, or work out something on the side, whatever. We'll talk about it later.
For sure.
For sure. And so let me ask you this. Are your parents Catholic? You said they're strict. With a Mexican background.
I think my mom is, like, Catholic, but, like, my dad's Christian, but, like, well, because they went to church, like, growing up, like, they go to church, like, my grandma still goes to church, like, but once, like, me and my sisters were, like, in the picture, like, they stopped going.
Okay, so
I guess it was just, like,
I was going to, like, try to do this in a funny way, but I actually, like, in all seriousness, believe that the world needs more titties and ass in it, so I would love to help you actually...
Wait,
so,
what did he say?
He needs some more titties and ass in the world.
No, I think we need more titties and ass in the world, so I appreciate your mission. First and foremost, get rid of that location shit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You're too old.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, but the thing is, though, like, if I were to be like, you know what, I'm going to stop sharing my location, I don't think people realize, like, how crazy, like, my mom is. My mom's a Leo, too. So, like,
Leo ho.
Yeah, she's a Leo. Like, I'm literally surrounded by nothing but, like, fire signs. So, like, my mom's Leo.
That's the worst.
Leo.
I have the same problem.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm a Pisces, so I really love sushi. But
no, and I feel so bad for my dad. Oh, my God. Never mind.
Okay. All right. We need to get back to the titties part, because that's the most important thing. So, all right. I don't think you wouldn't be able to hide it from them unless you moved out and lived on your own. That's
the
only way.
And you're so right, but it all comes full circle, because like the job that I'm working, like, it's good, but it's like good for a college student.
It's not fucking $8,000 a week good.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Literally.
Do you want to be
literally?
They're horny as fuck in Texas.
Yeah,
dude.
But 8,000? Are you in college?
No, they're dogs. They are dogs out here.
You're in college?
It's disgusting. It's gross.
But she said
they're dogs out here.
I actually have a viable solution to this.
What is it,
Logan? What is the solution, Logan? Please tell me.
Shit.
So first, what job do you work at? Is it like a restaurant? What is it?
I used to do serving, but now I do retail.
Okay.
I do retail. We'll say that.
So
we'll
now, say that. Now you're going to have to quit, right? Say, tell your parents that you work at like a McDonald's or like a Jack in the Box, something that's open 24/7, and that you picked up night shifts because of school.
Yeah.
Ooh. So now
Logan,
you have
can you
a reason.
Mail me all your fit? Huh? Can you mail me all your work shirts?
You do not want those. I fucking absolute shit. You will catch like chlamydia or something for it, and then you won't get hired at the strip club. What?
I said sign them so I can put them on Depop.
I donated.
Or you could just tell your parents that you're not gonna work retail no more. You're gonna work resale. There we go. Let's go.
Resell them titties.
But the thing is, okay, but I'm not grimy. Like, I won't let like the guys like be all up. Like, I just want to be up there to like dance. And then you're like,
not you ain't
you ain't no stripper. You ain't no stripper.
You ain't no stripper. You gotta go work for the dollar. Work for those dollars.
Oh, we get it, Janelle. You're an artist. We get it.
He said that you're not gonna make the 8,000. Then
yeah, man.
No, we're just. Yo, I think you should just start fucking doing it. Do it. Do it.
Yeah,
just do it like Nike.
The fuck? And then but the thing is, honestly, you gotta really question like what holds a higher value to you? Your own life and what you wanna do with it? Or your parents' feelings. You know what I mean?
Like honestly, and I think that all the time. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. But, like, I think that all the time because I'm like, you know what? I'm a grown-ass woman. But I've been doing, like, big girl things for a while. Like, I'm paying for my own school, like, out of pocket, too. Like, I'm not on FAFSA or nothing. Like, I'm literally paying out of pocket. Like, that's literally it. But still, big girl enough. And, like, I've tried to, like, because my parents have been, like, a little more lenient now, too. Because, like, I go out to, like, the bars and stuff because I live like ways away from like where like all the bars are. It's like in like the downtown, like all the good bars in like downtown San Antonio. And like I usually tell them like, hey, I'm going out, and they're like, okay, be home by like midnight. Midnight? Wow. You're crazy.
So, nah,
like,
you're 22. Like, so I think you've established a pattern though where you've given them this like crazy power over your life, and so now you got to start chipping away at that. Otherwise, you're going to be a 16-year-old girl to them forever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I told you, girl, I'm a stripper whisperer, okay? Let me whisper into your titties. I will whisper into your titties and help you make that 8 racks a week, okay?
Yes, sir.
So
yes,
I think you should – I honestly think you should really evaluate what you value more, your path or their feelings. And sure, they might get upset, but when 10 years from now you're having a wedding and you're paying for it with lap dance money because you grinded the fuck out of some Ja Rule songs,
they'll be saying
they're going to be happy for you.
Yep.
Because a parent will always be happy at the end of the day if their kid is happy. Even if they get bummed about it at first because whatever, you're doing whatever. In the long term, they will always be happy if you are happy. So you have to do what makes you happy, and it's going to hurt. You got to be ready for the pain at first and for the fighting and the screaming and the tears. But it's all going to be worth it when you're throwing a bra in some dude's face at 2 a.m.
Yep. Yeah.
I'll buy my mom a Birkin too, and she won't complain.
You facts. See? Yeah. At the end of the day,
problem solved.
Yeah, you're not doing it for fucking bad things either. You're spending the money on your own parents. Shit. You're taking care of business.
Real.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, but Janelle,
you guys are so right.
Get in your bag. Do what's right for you.
Do what you want to do, Janelle. Thank you for calling.
And if you want any feedback on like your routine or anything, just you send a clip or whatever.
Yes.
You got 5 people here right now.
My biggest supporter.
Send a clip to Brent Pella. What's your Instagram?
At gmail.com.
Okay.
Oh shit, I should have said that. No, keep it in. Wait. It's okay.
Bravo, other strippers out there.
Any strippers that needs feedback from the stripper whisperers, BrentPella@gmail.com.
Yeah, there
no
you
dick
go.
Pics.
Oh, all right. Okay, well, before I hang up, I just wanted to tell you guys, like, I've literally been watching y'all since like 2020, like literally like peak quarantine, and I just want to say, you guys, like, the glow up is amazing.
I'm
so proud of you guys.
Thank you.
Seriously, and like, I saw you guys are like coming to Texas soon, and like, y'all should for real consider like coming to SA, like. We're pretty vibes down here. The bitches are bad. I won't even lie. But no, literally, like, SA is so fun. Like, I saw you guys were considering going to Austin. Sixth Street is the vibe. But wherever you guys go, I hope y'all be safe. Make sure you guys are taking care of yourselves. Drink lots of water. Take your vitamins.
Hey, well, we'll for sure be in Houston. So if you want to come visit,
We'll be in Houston. We'll be in Houston for sure. So pull up, all right?
Yes. Don't worry, Frank.
Okay. Yeah. I'm really excited. Okay.
Okay, guys.
All right. Thank you for calling. Hope you have a good one.
Thank you. Thank you for supporting us.
Answering. All right.
Peace.
Guys.
Bye.
She was great. That's
a
great.
You know
person.
She's crazy if she says 6th Street in Austin is a vibe. Have y'all been there?
No.
Oh man.
Is it crazy?
I don't know if vibe is the right way. That shit is like the apocalypse for drunk people. It's fun. It's fun as shit, but wild. It's wild.
You want to change
we're
real
supposed
quick?
To go there in like 2 weeks.
Cool. Next week. You'll have fun. San Antonio's dope too.
Yeah. I've been there when I was younger though.
Mm-hmm.
You said you went to Texas?
Yeah.
And 6th Street too?
6th Street's mad, dude.
Is it?
It's wild.
Because we were
like,
debating on Houston or like Austin for 6th Street.
Austin. So I haven't really like partied in Houston, but Austin is nuts.
Yeah, it is.
Austin is a madhouse, dude. Austin, like that 6th Street area, y'all should go for sure. When you go to Houston, are you gonna do like a live thing or
we're gonna do like a club probably?
Yeah, just promote a club.
Oh, cool. like so show up and kick it and take pictures and shit.
Yeah,
that's dope. Yeah. You should do that in Austin.
Fuck, Austin's that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Everywhere.
That's what
just
Nate
find
said,
find a spot on 6th Street. There's plenty, and do that shit there, and it'll be wild. Houston will probably be wild too. I've never really fucked with Houston like that before, but Austin is nuts.
Yeah, did you do that at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I've gotten weird in Austin before. Dude.
Our homie fucking like he gets fucked up, but not like crazy. But like when he went to 6th Street, he got lost. Like he got drunk, lost.
Well, it's like ten blocks. And
he lost everybody.
They cut it off so there's no traffic coming. There's no cars. So it's all just people. The street is full of people.
And his phone was dead. He had to wave down an Uber for a charger.
That's crazy.
So he probably got in front of the Uber and everything. Like, hey.
Yeah, dude, shit. But he said it's crazy right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fucking funny.
Why'd you go to Texas just for like vacation?
I'm doing shows. I do stand up all over. So
don't you have a tour coming up? Yeah, a tour coming up.
Yeah. So I'm shooting my special in San Diego in 2 weeks.
You need to invite us.
Yeah,
let us come.
You want to come?
Yeah.
Bro, absolutely. Yeah.
You can make fun of us.
The 19th and the 20th. In San Diego, so Friday, Saturday.
Of May?
Unless you're going to be out.
You're
going to
be
in
Texas. Yeah, we're going
to be in Texas. Yeah. All right,
cool. Yeah.
No worries.
We need to invite us to another one, though.
Are you
going to
come to L.A. at all?
Yeah, I do shows in L.A. every once in a while. I'm doing Pasadena next Friday, the 12th.
Do you ever call out people in front of your audience?
Yeah.
Like right when they're in front row?
Yeah.
The 12th is this week.
Fun. Yeah, that's this weekend. Yeah. Friday the 12th, Pasadena. But then, so I'm shooting the special in San Diego, and then it'll come out probably in October, and then I'm going to put together a bigger tour for, like, the winter and into next year.
It's going to come out on what, YouTube?
Probably my YouTube channel, yeah.
Oh, that's fucking sick.
Yeah. Sweet. A lot of people are doing that these days, just putting out their own shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they blow up.
They pop.
Yeah. They pop.
Yep.
They're fucking funny.
Yeah.
I always wonder with, like comedians, obviously, like, Theo, he fakes all his stories, right?
I don't know. He's got to have some truth to it.
Yeah,
at least
a
little bit.
Right?
Yeah, but not fully.
But how do you
100%?
Get so good at writing those and like when you write?
Man,
your...
some of these dudes, like there's a couple of storyteller style comedians. Like Theo's a good one. Nate Bargatze, if you know who that is, he's like his shit. He's so like monotone and flat, but the way he tells a story is just fucking hilarious.
Oh, okay.
And it's just like. I'm still trying to work on it because all my shit is kind of like high energy and like physical and weird. Mm-hmm. But storytelling is like you got to find things that are just slightly weird and like highlight them in a bigger way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Because we all y'all have crazy stories, you know? Yeah. Exaggerate, embellish a little bit, but keeping true to like what actually happened in the story.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, it's art. It's just like you're trying to entertain. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
because I would love to fucking learn how to do that shit.
Bro, you just got to start doing it. Yeah.
But what do you do? Like you
start.
He's honestly
just write straight up. Write. Just write. Like if some funny shit happened that you thought was funny, write the whole thing out like by hand. And then the hard part is like going to tell it at like an open mic or some
shit.
That's
hard, huh?
But y'all have a podcast, so that's a cool opportunity to like tell a story and see how it flows and fuck with each other and add some shit to it here and there and freestyle
we do
it a little
that
bit.
All the time. I would say he's pretty good at storytelling. Like he gets to the point pretty good, but he knows like how to hit those good marks, like highlight those points.
Yeah.
And
you want
to
highlight the weird shit.
Stuff.
Yeah, he does know how to.
The biggest thing is like you know where you start and you know where you end. And then everything in between is just like the journey to get there. Yeah. And that's all the stuff that you can really play
so
with.
So you just got to know the beginning and ending.
That's really? That's how I do it. Everybody's different. But for me, I know where I want to end and I know what the catalyst was at the beginning, like what started the weird shit in the story. And then everything in between is like
you just build it yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, and there's a lot of truth in there, but there's some embellishment just to make it
fun.
There's
some exaggeration.
You know?
Yeah.
So I know you say one last question, my bad.
No, yeah.
I know you say you say in the show that you call out people like from the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But like how do you start a show like that? Like just walking up on stage. I know. What do you do?
Dude, just straight up walking up. I mean, I used to be so nervous when I first got on stage. I wouldn't like know what to do, so I'll just do a joke right away and I'll just start it. But now I get on stage and I like to be a little loose, so like I'll see somebody and just be like, yo, what's up, dude? Nice, bro.
Interact.
You have
the
same the mustache you
shit.
Had from age 8. Sick, dude. Good for you. Or like whatever, like no offense, but like
I was like, wait, he does have a mustache.
Shit, what's up, fucking whack Harlow, good to see you, bro. Or like whatever. That's actually good, I gotta keep that. But whatever it is, it's just like it's a fun way to like just play right away and get the audience on board with you, and they trust you. Now they know you're funny, and you know that they are down to have a good time. And
have you ever had someone try to like fight you, or maybe like just a bad heckler?
Yeah. I had.
Where was it?
Shit.
Damn. I've had a couple. There's one time in Sacramento, where I was making fun of like this person I met named like Skyler or something. Like I was just making fun of the name Skyler because I think it's just such a dumb name. No offense to all the Skylers out there. And this woman in the back was like, my daughter's name is Skyler. And I went, you fucked up. And like everybody laughed, and I thought it was just gonna be like a quick silly thing. I was planning to move on, but then she started like fucking talking back, and you can't do that. You know what I mean? Like, as an audience member, you can't do that.
So doesn't that give you more fuel, though, to like, all right, I'm going to keep going on.
Yeah,
you,
which is cool, but you also, like, you want to do the show. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, you don't want to get stuck in this spot. Like, me saying, you fucked up. Like, that's the perfect amount of dialogue.
But
with,
if
like,
they keep going, dude, they just
they
get
keep
kicked
going
out.
Eventually, yeah. If they're not, if they're mean about it, right? Like, if she would have been like, oh, fuck you, or something like that, might be a little silly, and I can respond to that real quick. But she was like, what? No, it's a beautiful name. I was like, bitch, I don't want to have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
I got shit to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I got shit to say.
Yeah.
You know who's pretty good with the hecklers? Is that guy, Matt Rife.
Yeah,
Matt.
Oh, yeah, he's great. I know Matt. Yeah.
Oh, you met him before?
Yeah. He's a hooper, too. He plays basketball.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Is he tall?
No, he's a little shorter than me.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, no offense, Matt. You're tall. But
no offense,
I don't know,
Matt.
5'11",
well,
something like that.
Tall.
You're tall.
Yeah. But no, Matt is killer with crowd work.
He's
stuff.
Funny.
He's funny as fuck.
Is he on Wildin' Out?
He was on
he
a
was,
couple
right?
years before I got
right?
on. Yeah.
And then he fucked up with Zendaya.
He did some seasons. Yeah.
What did he do?
Nah, it was just like a thing that's like on the internet.
Why, he roasted her?
Nah, he tried getting at her, but like the way that he went about it, and then like, people just kind of, you know, it's Zendaya. So people kind of decided it was Zendaya. And then,
Dude, you can't really, like, once you hit a certain level of, like, notoriety, you can't be DMing celebrities like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
fucking
funny. Get caught up so quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
We want to thank you for joining our fucking show today.
Yeah,
thank you,
man. Bro, of course.
Fun.
This was fun as hell.
This shit got me sweaty, damn.
Yeah,
with
man.
All those calls and shit.
I think it was our best call-in episode. It was
nice.
Really good.
Great.
Sure. Really
I think we changed some lives. You know, some people are going to question themselves, but, you know, our boy with the big dick, I think he's going to go on to a successful career.
Yeah. That's shout out
to
shout out Manuel.
But yeah, man.
Make sure to check out what we're going to say.
I was going to say before we end, is there anything like you want to shout out for yourself? Oh, yeah. You know, y'all can follow me on Instagram at Brent Pella. I do videos every week, new ones every week. We should do some shit together, too.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Y'all are dope.
You got to like fucking invite us to one of your shit.
Yeah. And then stand updates, brentpella.com. The YouTube is just Brent Pella. Shows
podcast
all the time.
Too.
Podcast is the Good Trip podcast. Lady. It's a psychedelic podcast about psychedelics with a lot of well-known people. And we out here, dude.
Yeah.
We out here. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening, for watching this episode.
Thanks, Brent.
Hell
yeah.
Thank you, Brent.
Yep.